From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Bad news today for the nation's high-risk mortgage market. New Century Financial is the nation's second biggest lender in the market for what are called subprime mortgages. The company has been subpoenaed by federal prosecutors for alleged accounting errors. That news caused stocks to drop because there's concern about a growing crisis in this subprime market. Here with us is Marketplace's Sam Eaton. Sam, first of all, define subprime mortgages.
Basically, Alex, a subprime mortgage is a loan for people with bad credit ratings. And that's either because they don't have the income or documents to back up a loan or because they have, say, a poor credit history. Now, currently, there are about $1.3 trillion in these loans still outstanding, and that's about the size of California's entire economy. What happened is, during the recent run-up in housing prices, a lot of mortgage companies put all of their eggs in this one basket because the profits of these high-interest loans were so huge. And now with more and more people defaulting on these loans because they can't keep up with the payments, subprime lenders like New Century Financial are dropping like flies. More than a dozen of these companies have essentially evaporated since late last year.
Are these, when you say this term subprime, they're initially low-rate loans, but they have fluctuating rates, so they increase fairly quickly?
Exactly. And you basically pay a higher interest rate in exchange for the higher risk that's associated for these loans. And then the question of you know, what is this going to do to the overall housing market is an interesting one. It's not necessarily good news, but it's also not necessarily a doom and gloom scenario. I talked to real estate professor Chris Mayer at the Columbia Business School, and he was saying that as long as the problems don't spread beyond the subprime mortgages, housing could still do okay.
Remember, subprime mortgages are, you know, 15-20% of all mortgages that are originated. Most buyers who are buying houses are buying with big down payments because their houses have appreciated. So one shouldn't extrapolate from subprime out to the entire housing market. There's a reason it's called subprime, which is these are people who are really stretching to buy a house.
And then since they're stretching to buy a house, their spending power is also limited, and that dampens the potential shockwave to the overall economy.
Well, what is the potential shockwave to the overall economy and to the housing market? Who is affected by this if the subprime market collapse does not spread?
Well, the immediate people who are affected by this are all of these people with little financial cushion, basically the people that took out these loans. They were often told to lie about their income in order to qualify for their loans. Often they don't speak English and sign documents they didn't understand. These people are falling behind on their payments and are unable to refinance as banks get out of the subprime market. Pretty much everyone agrees that these risky loans will be harder and harder to come by.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.
Next time on Marketplace, micro life insurance. Some companies are selling policies for pennies and people are buying as far south as Argentina. But could their product head north? It's from American Public Media.